I recognize that advertising makes the internet work. I completely get that, and it keeps it free. But I'm a little spooked out at the way this is developing. Imagine how an ordinary American would react if someone took a camera and followed them around the store, videoing everything they were buying, watching them make selections between this makeup or that makeup, watching them make selections between this brand of soap and that brand of soap. There would be a hue and cry in this country that would be unprecedented, that somehow there were secret cameras following them around and figuring out what they're buying them and then using that information to market them directly. And that's exactly what's occurring. I was sitting up here and I thought, just for fun, I would go and surf for something that I didn't really want right now. And so I went on the web and I looked up a foreign SUV. I'm not in the market for a foreign SUV. Frankly, if I were going to buy an SUV right now, it would certainly be an American SUV. But then I went on another website within 10 minutes of when I did that, and guess what ads were on that website? There were a bunch of ads for foreign SUVs. Now, that's creepy. That means somebody is following me around with a camera and following what I'm doing. And if this is taken to its logical conclusion, we could kill the golden goose here. And I would ask, especially those that Google, I know you guys are using algorithms to read emails. And it's my understanding that you're doing it internally only. But could you address the issue that I'm talking about, that you're reading emails internally and then using information maybe not identified with anything other than a number, but nonetheless using the algorithms to predict marketing behavior?
Certainly. So I completely, this is a really good question, and I very much sympathize with the feeling of being followed, this concern that people would have about the feeling of being followed, and I think it's a very, very important one for us to address. Specifically in the case of email, let me clarify that Google systems are not attempting to do any prediction of marketing behavior based on the contents of emails. What Gmail has always done from the very beginning was to take the same systems that scan an email in order to identify, for example, whether it's spam and should go in the spam folder and the user shouldn't be bothered with it, to have those very same systems trigger off of keywords to show an ad that might be relevant. And let me tell you about an example when I myself actually purchased something through a Gmail ad and how that happened, right? I was emailing back and forth with my mother a couple of summers ago, a really, really hot summer, and she was complaining about the heat. And I offered to buy her an air conditioner in my email. And as I was sitting there looking at the email I had just sent in Gmail, because it had the keyword air conditioner in it, there was an ad for air conditioner next to it, and it was a pretty good deal, and I clicked on it, and I bought my mother an air conditioner through that ad. But that ad was shown purely because that keyword was in that mail message I was reading right then, and that was a transient thing, right? That was not used to build any kind of profile of me as someone who has an ongoing interest in air conditioners. It was purely something that happened in the moment right there.
Well, let me ask this. Isn't it true that at this point there are coupons that you print out on the internet and you take them into a store and you use them, and embedded in that barcode is a whole bunch of information about you? And do you think the consumer has a right to know that? That by using that coupon, they in fact are aiding the marketing to them of additional things that they may not want? And frankly, that, I mean, don't you see that as a privacy issue that you need to address? Because I don't think most Americans get that's what's going on. I think when they print out a coupon, they think that barcode tells them the vendor what the product is. I don't think they know that barcode tells the vendor about them.
So to be clear, this is not a practice that Google engages in. But to your larger question, yes, absolutely. I think the challenge before all of us, and you know, again, very much the challenge that I take personally and that my team takes personally, is to try to make these things not mysterious for people. Because a lot of the distress, we think, comes from the fact that people experience these things as happening behind the scenes in a way that they don't have any control over. And so what we have really focused on, what we have really tried to do, is to find innovative ways to push that understanding of what's happening to the foreground, where it's visible to users in meaningful ways. And this is really what we were trying to do with the Ads Preferences Manager, especially by pushing for the in-ads notice to have something in every ad, to build many ways to get to the Ads Preferences Manager, to make that an engaging interface so that hopefully people would actually want to look and see what interest categories were associated with their cookie and to participate in editing it and taking some control over that.
It's a little different, and I know I'm over time, and mm-hmm. I won't go further with this. It's not as probably disconcerting to all of us because we're used to people poking around our lives and trying to find things. In fact, it'll be a great boon for opposition research because now I discovered this morning my staff brought to me a printout, and I'm not going to use the name of the company because I don't want to give them the press, but a company that you can go on the internet, and my colleagues would find this interesting. If you want to pay them $5, they'll tell you a whole bunch of stuff about you. They'll tell you where you like to shop. They'll tell you where you live, how many bathrooms your house has, whether or not you're wealthy, how old your mother is. And so for the folks out there that have been making a lot of money on opposition research, the internet is going to be a big help to them because they're going to be able to find out a lot more stuff for $5 than they typically have. It's usually spent thousands of dollars on opposition research. So I don't know that all of us, I mean, we're kind of used to an invasion of privacy. We sign up for an invasion of privacy. We embrace it willingly. But I do think that you all need to really address the phenomenon I'm talking about, because as the American public catches on to this, they're going to be very unhappy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.